Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with World News. The headlines. New Delhi hits out at US for imposing additional tariffs on Indian goods, citing oil imports from Russia. Asserts India will take all necessary actions to protect its national interest. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval holds a meeting with senior Russian officials in Moscow to discuss bilateral defense and security cooperation. U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff calls on Russian President Vladimir Putin at Kremlin amid Ukraine conflict. WHO lauds landmark study of Indian Council of Medical Research as a model for tuberculosis care. New Delhi today hit out after the United States announced additional tariffs on Indian imports. This comes after U.S. President Donald Trump imposed an additional tariff of 25% on India. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs asserted that India will take all necessary actions to protect its national interests. We have a report.
New Delhi today made it clear that the overall objective of India's oil imports from Russia is ensuring the energy security of 1.4 billion people of India. Highlighting that the United States has recently targeted India on it, the ministry said that India has already made clear its position on these issues, including the fact that countries' imports are based on market factors. The ministry said that it is extremely unfortunate that the US should choose to impose additional tariffs on India for actions that several other countries are also taking in their own national interest. The United States has in recent days targeted India's oil imports from Russia. Shagun Chopra for World News.
National Security Advisor NSA Ajit Doval today held a meeting with senior Russian officials to discuss bilateral defense and security cooperation in Moscow. Mr. Doval's visit to Russia comes at a time when U.S. President Donald Trump has increased tariffs on Indian goods because of New Delhi's oil purchases from Russia. The NSA is also likely to hold talks on defense industry cooperation. India has a long-standing and wide-ranging cooperation with Russia in the field of defense. As time-tested partners, both countries have been involved in several bilateral projects, including the supply of S-400 licensed production of T-90 tanks and Su-30 MKI production of AK-203 rifles in India and BrahMos missiles. India and Russia today reaffirmed their strategic partnership and shared commitment to deepen industrial and economic cooperation. The two sides welcomed enhanced engagement in aluminium, fertilizers and railway transport alongside capacity building and technology transfer in mining sector equipment, exploration and industrial and domestic waste management. The discussion was held during the 11th session of the India-Russia Working Group on Modernization and Industrial Cooperation held in New Delhi. During the session, both sides explored opportunities in rare earth and critical minerals extraction, underground coal gasification, and the creation of modern industrial infrastructure. U.S. President Special Envoy Steve Witkoff called on Russian President Vladimir Putin at the Kremlin in Moscow today, citing the Kremlin. Russian state media reported that the meeting was constructive and useful and that it focused on the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. Mr. Witkoff arrived in Moscow early this morning. The visit comes amid U.S. President Donald Trump's threat to impose additional sanctions on Russia by Saturday. Iran has executed Rose Behvadi, a prominent nuclear scientist with a doctorate in reactor engineering, over allegations of spying for Israel. Iranian authorities claim that Vadi was recruited abroad, tasked with transmitting sensitive data, and arrested after being placed under surveillance in Tehran. The Iranian judiciary approved his execution yesterday, stating he cooperated with Israeli intelligence in exchange for payment. His execution comes amid heightened tensions following a recent 12-day conflict with Israel. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. A landmark study by the Indian Council of Medical Research in Jharkhand has been praised by the World Health Organization, WHO, as a model for tuberculosis, TB care. Published in the Lancet Global Health in 2023, the Rations study found that providing nutritional support to TB patients significantly improved treatment outcomes and reduced mortality. Recognizing its impact, WHO has called on countries in the Southeast Asia region to adopt similar strategies to meet global end TB targets. Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami today said around 190 people have been rescued from disaster-hit Dharali village of Uttarkashi district after a devastating cloudburst yesterday triggered massive flash floods over Kheer Ganga River in the region. Mr. Dhami met the affected people in the disaster-hit region and inquired about their well-being. He assured all possible assistance to them and reviewed the progress of the relief efforts. Relief and rescue operations are in full swing in the district. More from our correspondent.
The administration has set up relief camps at Inter College Harshal, Garhwal, Mandal Vikas Nigam establishments and at Jhala. Efforts are being made on a war footing to restore electricity and communication services in the region. The Nehru Institute of Mountaineering and the STRF are engaged in the construction of a temporary bridge at Limcha Ghat. Rapid efforts are also underway to clear blocked roads. Meanwhile, the health department has reserved beds for disaster injured patients at Dood Medical College, Coronation District Hospital and AIIMS Rishikesh. Additionally, specialist doctors have also been dispatched to Uttarkashi. Continuous rains have affected normal life across the state. In one incident, two women lost their lives in Buranshi village of Pori Tehsil after a residential house was damaged due to heavy rainfall. Due to the continuous downpour, the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra has also been suspended until the situation normalizes. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
Meanwhile, the Indian Army has said that one junior commissioned officer and eight jawans are still missing after the devastating cloudburst in Uttarkashi. In China, rain-triggered landslide today left seven people missing and multiple houses damaged in Guangzhou province. According to the District Emergency Management Bureau, the rescuers had pulled seven people from the debris out of the total 14 trapped in the landslide. It said all rescued people are in stable condition. It said the rescue work is still underway. Today marks the 80th anniversary of the atomic bombing of Hiroshima. Every year on the 6th of August, Hiroshima Day is observed to mark the atomic bombing of Hiroshima in Japan in 1945, a tragic event that claimed over 140,000 lives and forever changed the course of history.
It was the first time a nuclear weapon called Little Boy was used in warfare, revealing the terrifying potential of human-made destruction. The day serves as a solemn reminder of the horrors of the war and the urgent need for global peace. Survivors, known as Hibakusha, shared their deeply personal stories, turning their pain into a powerful call for peace and nuclear-free future. Alas, despite these reminders and lessons from Hiroshima, many nations continue to expand and modernize their nuclear arsenals. The mad race for nuclear dominance continue in the pursuit of more power. Experts warn of a new nuclear arms race with major powers such as the US, Russia and China modernizing and expanding their arsenals. North Korea's continued missile tests and rising geopolitical rivalries are heightening global anxieties. Hiroshima Day is not just about remembering the past. It is a wake-up call for the present and, of course, the future. It urges humanity to reflect deeply and choose diplomacy over destruction and peace over power. In a world armed with the ability to destroy itself, Hiroshima stands as a timeless plea, never again. With Gaurav Kumar, Jigyasa Pandey, Akashwani News.
And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. New Delhi hits hard at the US for imposing additional tariffs on Indian goods, citing oil imports from Russia. Asserts India will take all necessary actions to protect its national interest. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval holds a meeting with senior Russian officials in Moscow to discuss bilateral defense and security cooperation. US Special Envoy Steve Witkoff called on Russian President Vladimir Putin at the Kremlin amid Ukraine conflict. WHO lauds landmark study of Indian Council of Medical Research as a model for tuberculosis care. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.